Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kaya, and I just want to say thank you so much for all the love and all the support from my last podcast. I really do appreciate it. I love y'all so fucking much. That shit was amazing. It felt amazing to have so much support and so much love. So I just want to say thank you so much. Before we begin, I also do want to say follow me on Instagram at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXX. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXXX. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about today, but I think the main focus that I want to talk about is just being uncomfortable and being uncomfortable, I don't know what this episode is going to be about, but we're just going to jump right into it. I'm going to start off with my headspace and my mood. Today's mood, because right now it's like 9 o'clock at night, so today's mood was very, I was very irritable. Like, I was very irritated. Like, I don't know why. I was trying not to, like, put that off on others, but I just couldn't help it. Like, I felt like I just needed some attention. Like, you ever feel like you just need, like, somebody just needs to talk to you? Like, I just feel like I needed some attention. But, you know, I prayed about it because I'm like, you know, I can't go throughout my day with this attitude. Like, this, it's not going to be good for anybody because I'm going to be in a pissy mood and I'm going to get that off. So I prayed about it and, so I'm good now. It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm actually ready to go to bed, but I wanted to record this podcast because I have a lot on my mind and I think that it's just going to release some stress. So, you ever been in an uncomfortable position? Like, literally nothing is going wrong, but nothing is what it seems like it should be. Like, it's like, okay, everything is cool. Nothing bad is happening, but I feel like something good should be happening. I hope y'all following me. I hope y'all understanding what I'm saying. It's like a feeling. It's like a void. It's something is missing. You know, something is missing. So I feel like that's what's going on with me right now. Like, there's nothing bad going on, but there's also nothing extremely good happening. I mean, I'm thankful and I'm super blessed that, you know, I'm wake up every morning and I have a job. I'm stable. I have a car. I have transportation. I have my family here. Like, everybody's in good health. Like, all the things that that people take for granted, I'm super grateful for and I'm very thankful for. But I feel like me on my personal journey, I feel like I'm at a plateau. You know, like, I'm a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm okay with that because I realized that when you're uncomfortable, that means something good is happening. Like, I don't care what nobody says, but like, I'm the type of person, I don't mind being uncomfortable because I'm the type of person that can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I can be going through some real dark shit, but I always have my mind on the end result. Like, you're not going to stay here. Like, your mental is going to be, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. So I always like to stay on the positive side rather than the negative side because the negative side can destroy it just can destroy you if you constantly think about the negative. Like I said on my last podcast, like, you always have to just stay on the positive side because there's, to every bad that you're complaining about, there's 10 good that you can be thankful for. So, you know, with that being said, I feel like it's always best to look at the positive side. Right now, I'm not going through anything, but then again, like, there's nothing great. You know, like, I feel like I should be pushing myself. And when I feel like this, I feel like I shut down. Like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't party. I can't, like, really hang out. I don't want to. You know, I don't want to communicate with people. Like, I feel like I'm, like, I feel like I had to literally hibernate myself to get my shit together. Like, nothing is falling apart. Thank God. I'm so thankful for that right now. But nothing is falling apart. But nothing seems like it should be where it should be. I hope that makes sense. What the fuck? I hope that makes sense. But nothing is like, I don't know, y'all. I'm really trying not to be hard on myself. But we're human. Everything happened. I'm not being hard on myself, but I just know I got to push myself to do something, but I do not know what it is. Like, it could be anything. Like, it could be picking up extra shifts. You feel me? Like, I always am about my money. Like, I'm always, hey, listen, if I can pick up extra shifts, if I can make more money, I'm making more money. Like, period. End of discussion. I don't understand. And I feel like this is all over the place, but please just, I don't know, but like, I feel like in this generation we have a lot of hustlers and a lot of go-getters, but then we also, to all those hustlers and go-getters, we got a lot of people that slack and like to be on their ass and like to rely on mommy and daddy. Like, don't get me wrong, when you have a mother and a father that can actually financially help you or financially take care of you, and you be grown, that's a blessing. Please do not take advantage of that, because there's people out here that ever since they was shit young, like, I'm talking not even 16 yet, probably like 14, like, getting that shit out the mud, like, figuring that shit out, like, you feel me? So if you got people that actually take care of you and don't complain about you not doing shit, be blessed. You know, you're blessed, you feel me? But everybody else, I feel like a lot of people in today's society got a lot of hustle in them, you feel me? And I see that, and I love it. I love watching people grind. I love watching people, you know, go after shit. But I just don't understand how people can be in a situation, in a fucked up situation, and stay there. Like, stay in that fucked up situation. It'd be people that's in fucked up situations that you see on every scene, at every event, and just party and living their fucking life. And it's just like, you're fucked up right now. Like, I don't know. To me, when I'm fucked up, my mental fucked up. Like, I can't. You feel me? Like, I cannot be on no shit. Like, I don't really want to talk to my friends. I don't want to do nothing. I literally just want to stack my bread and stay low for as long as I can until I'm back where I want to be. You feel me? Like, I feel like my mental be fucked up. This is about to get deep. Not deep, but you feel me? Like, this is about to go some, this is, I'm about to just talk, you know? But, like, I don't even want to text a nigga, like, for real. Like, I don't want to talk to a nigga. I don't want to fuck with no nigga. Like, I don't want to, I can't. Like, my body just shut down and turn into drive mode. Like, I strictly am, like, striving towards some shit. Like, you feel me? Like, if my pockets is fucked up, I'm fucked up. And that's just what it is. Like, I can't think about fucking on no nigga. Like, I be seeing girls talking about, like, if you fucked up and you can't, and you can't call on a nigga that you fucking on to help you, you shouldn't be fucking on them. I agree. You feel me? If you can't, like, you know, go to that person in a time of need and they can't provide you if you just simply can't go to that person in a time of need, I'm talking, if you listen, you need a ear to talk off, a fucking, you know, you need something from them. You know, I feel like you shouldn't be fucking on them, but I definitely feel like you shouldn't be fucking at all if you're fucked up. You feel me? You should be trying to figure out how you gonna make your next move. You feel me? Like, you shouldn't be fucking on anything if your pockets is fucked up, sis. You feel me? Like, not even trying to, like, come at anybody, but I'm just speaking in general. I'm not speaking towards nobody or nothing. I'm literally just speaking in general because I see that a lot. And I'm just like, how do you even feel comfortable fucking on a nigga when you broke? Like, no. Like, bitch, listen, I'm about to get vulgar. But, like, my pussy don't even get wet when I'm broke. Like, nope. Like, I'm not even kidding, y'all. Like, I can't do anything if my pockets is fucked up. So I don't know how people do it, but I feel like when you're in an uncomfortable situation, especially when it's financial, I feel like the only thing you could do is just hustle that shit out. Like, you can't expect shit to come to you and you sitting on your ass. Like, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really have to get up and go get that shit. Like, you gonna pray? Yeah, like, I highly suggest everybody to pray for everything that they want in detail. You know exactly what you want. But you gotta add hustle to that prayer. Because without hustle to that prayer, you just talking. God hears you. You feel me? But he looking at you like, what work is you finna put in? I'm not finna grant you this. You know, I'm not finna just lay it on your lap. You gotta show me that you know how to maintain it. You know, you gotta show me that you know how to take care of it. That you have to show me that you know how to, if you lose it, you can get that shit again. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when it comes to this generation, we do have a lot of hustle in this, but then again, there's a lot of people that don't have that hustle. They wasn't born with it. You feel me? A hustle isn't something that you just get overnight. You literally, that shit is instilled in you. It's passed on from generation to generation. You feel me? Like, even if you have your mom or your grandmom or your granddad, like, you know, like, just the older generations, if they really wasn't on shit, I'm telling y'all, somebody in y'all family was great. Because that shit, you don't just wake up overnight with hustling you. You feel me? Like, or you have something to prove. You feel me? You have something to prove to yourself, not even to others, but you have something to prove to yourself to try to maintain and be the person that you want to be. You feel me? So, I don't know. I feel like so far this is all over the place. I don't know. I might be on the right track, but when I talk, my mind just be all over the place and thoughts just be racing. So, I just thank y'all so much for just bearing with me, because I don't know. But, yeah. So, I feel like I'm in an uncomfortable space, but I'm okay with that. You feel me? Like, I'm literally okay with being uncomfortable, because I know something is great. Something great is happening. You know, like, I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I'm actually happy. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm actually pretty happy. I've been pretty happy these past few weeks, to be honest. I don't know. I've just been, you know, on the up and up. So, I don't know. I just been mentally, just spiritually in an uncomfortable space. So, I don't know. I honestly look at it as a good thing versus a bad, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like this podcast is going to be real short, because that's literally all I had to say. I don't really know what else to say, but if you guys do have any more topics or anything that you would like me to touch on, please feel comfortable. I mean, please, you know, let me know what y'all want to hear, what y'all want me to talk about. I'm more than welcome to talk about anything, like literally anything. I have a few topics that y'all are going to love. I feel like, because me, I want to let y'all know how I am up front. I'm very straight to the point. I'm very realistic. I don't really like to sugarcoat. And when if I do sugarcoat, I'm going to let you know, but I'm going to lighten the load. But I'm very straight to the point. I'm vulgar. I don't really like to, as you can tell by the way I'm talking, I don't really like to have a filter. I want to say how I want to say it when I want to say it. So, but I know, you know, I'm actually very professional, and I'm very ladylike. But when I feel like, I can be myself on this podcast. So that's why I'm very like open, and I say certain things, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is just how I talk. I talk to my friends like this, and I feel like I'm talking to my friends when I'm talking to y'all. This is how I talk to my friends on the everyday. So y'all just getting a piece of me that everybody don't get, you know? So yeah, but, yeah, other than that, I think I honestly just want to close this podcast off. So the more that a story is just feeling uncomfortable is okay, because something is on the up and up. Feeling uncomfortable is okay as long as you got your strive, as long as you got motivation, you got, you know, determination to get up every morning and fix it, or, you know, everything in you is telling you, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but basically, like, as long as you got hustle in you and you know that everything that you're doing is for the good, but you're uncomfortable, that's okay. You feel me? Because better days are coming. You're going to have an answer, okay? Because right now you don't know why, but you're going to have an answer. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. Keep busting your ass. Keep, you know, studying. Whatever you do, just keep doing it. It's all going to pay off in the end. As far as this podcast is concerned, it is coming to a end. I think I can wrap it up now. Again, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I love you guys so much. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to be thankful. Don't forget to thank God for everything that you have, everything that you're gonna get. Be specific on the things that you want when you are praying for things, but definitely make sure that you are being so thankful, being 100 times more thankful than you are when you ask for things. So yeah, with that being said, this podcast can come to an end, and I will talk to you guys next time.